This is Ian Griffin with Professionally Speaking in another ProTrack Profile. I'm here with Monique Martineau, who's a stress and wellness expert. And Monique, sounds kind of boring. How do you bring juice to the idea that, I mean, who wants to hear about stress? What do you do to make that interesting?
Well, I have to use good titles for one thing. But where my passion really comes from for this work is, for example, there's a movie out lately, a documentary called Samsara, and it means suffering in Buddhism. But this movie is without words and shows not only the suffering in the world, but it shows beautiful, beautiful photography as well. It shows contrast, but the part that really gets me is the suffering. And I'm a very sensitive person, and I don't like seeing all the suffering. So the way I can do my work, which is bringing more peace and more wholeness and more calm and happiness and vitality at the same time, it's this weird thing, like the equanimity and the vitality and the clarity. Those are my three most important things: mental clarity, physical vitality, and emotional equanimity. So I have to go in under the stress and wellness platform in order to speak what I want, what I'm passionate about.
So is that, you mentioned speaking, is this something that you've packaged into a 40-minute keynote? Do you work better or more frequently with individuals one-on-one as a coach, or is this something you take on the podium?
I do both. So I've been a high-tech wellness coach for 6 years. I've been coaching one-on-one on stress for over 10 years. But I'm getting more into the speaking because, you know, I worked for Deepak Chopra. He doesn't even do one-on-one anymore because he says his message is so important, he needs to get it out as far and as wide as possible. And I love the one-on-one, and I won't stop doing it. I love it. But I also want to get this message out as far and as wide as possible. Plus, it's a good promotional strategy, but... you know, we work from our hearts, and what I'm passionate about is getting the frickin' word out.
Right. So let me ask you this. Is there one practical thing that people can try to reduce stress? You know, if they're listening to this in their car, or what would you, one thing you would suggest? Is it just taking a deep breath? Or?
Yeah, there are a lot of simple things that are out there. Meditation and introspection, I think, will give people more insight. So people have been meditating for 5,000 years. Mm-hmm. Why? Because it's successful. And it gives us insight into ourselves. So as a wellness coach, for example, people have lots of objectives. They have lots of objectives and lots of obstacles that get in the way. And what I find is that these obstacles kind of all go down to one core challenge, one core issue. And it's having self-awareness and having higher awareness, both. Yep. So the self-awareness is about, how does this personality play out the stress? Some people get angry, some people get anxious, some people are totally apathetic and avoidant. Mm-hmm. So when I worked with Deepak, I learned those three mind-body types really mm-hmm. well. And that really helps in coaching because, for example, I have managers who will get down on themselves for being angry. But it's like if you look at dogs who don't have these egos and who don't have the thought patterns, there's different personality types. There's a pit bull is a very different personality than a poodle, which is very different than a Saint Bernard.
Right.
So the Saint Bernard can be apathetic and just sloppy and drooling. The poodle's all anxious and nervous, and the pit bull's angry if provoked, if stressed. And even they'll be rougher with their natural personalities. So I tell this manager, you know, first of all, don't take it personally. It helped him not take it personally to know that there's a personality type like that. And especially because it turns out that leaders often have that assertiveness, that extroverted, that leadership quality is powerful. So obviously the imbalance of that is often powerful too.
I know there's a saying in high-tech companies, which I've heard and I very amusingly thought of as you were talking about this analogy, that if you're not the lead dog, the view is always the same. Type A people say that. But tell me, if people want to find out more about you and maybe even have you come along and speak to them, how would they get a hold of you?
Website or Google my name, but you just have to remember it's French. So Monique, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E, Martineau, or just Martineau, is MARTINEAU is the French part. And MoniqueMartineau.com is my website, or if you Google me, I come up all over.
Fantastic.
And
well,
another place for you on your blog
that's
now.
That's right. One more spring in your bow. So let's talk about ProTrack. You've been coming now for almost a year. What do you say would be the main thing you've got out of it? What would you recommend to somebody who's thinking about ProTrack?
It helped me clarify, first of all, that wellness and stress are my platform. I kind of waffled for a while, like, should it be something in leadership? Should it be here? Should it be there? Some kinds of, so people have just helped me see, this is my background. This is what I'm good at. I'm the picture of health for 53. So it's obvious. It's just obvious. Mm-hmm. But these people helped me understand that and helped me see that. That's one thing, my niche. It's a huge problem with a lot of entrepreneurs. Secondly, the feedback. I mean, I've been in Toastmasters since 1993, and I'm still in it now. It's great. It's a great practice ground. But the type of feedback and value that you get from the people in this class, because they're totally committed, their lives are devoted to speaking in many cases, and some do it on the side, but they're committed enough to join this course. So the valuable feedback is incredible. And most importantly is the relationships in the network.
That's great. Well, thanks for sharing your insights with us, and be sure to remind people to go to your blog to find out more about you.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you.